Well, I do just want to say that overall across the country, we're observing that the ceasefire is holding in the majority of the country. But as you said, we do have areas that we consider to be hotspots. They're the areas of Wau, Ye, and some areas of Unity State. So we presented some of our findings from investigations to the parties last week, and we did discuss about what needs to be done specifically in these areas to disengage forces and to really start observing the basic principles of the ceasefire agreement. And the committee discussed what options were available to them, and they decided to explore the idea of putting together a group comprised of members of all the different warring parties, a group of people at the senior level, to go and visit these hotspots and to engage with the authorities, both civil and military, in that area, and try to impress upon them the importance of implementing these basic provisions at that level, and particularly in these areas.
What about the determination of where each force is based? And that is one of the tasks that are given to CITESAM. Where are we yet in identifying the location of each party? And that will much help the identification of the zones of every force, and then will help disengagement in the end. But now it seems there is confusion and there is no agreement who is holding which area.
Well, the CITESAM in September, just immediately following the signing of the revitalized agreement, we convened the warring parties for a permanent ceasefire workshop. In this workshop, the party disclosed the locations and the disposition of all their forces across the country. So the CITESAM, we now have this information. It remains highly confidential information at the moment, but we have an awareness of who is where across the country. So we use this map then to inform our monitoring activities. So when we go to a certain area and we verify that one party is in that area, when we then revisit that area and we find another party to be present, we have verified information prior to that revisit that proves that another party were in that area. So we then can find that party who moved into the area responsible of a violation. So we have this information, and we have verified information about where parties are located in what areas across the country.
And that should have made your monitoring more easier as when it comes to the violations.
Yes, well, it's a start. It gets us to say to the parties, well, if you're going to freeze your forces in place, you have now told us where you are. So if you move into another area, you know, by your own admission, you are violating the ceasefire.
What is the message that you would like to convey as CITESAM to the parties, or that was conveyed to the parties when they were meeting in the last meeting? And what are we expecting to happen in the next couple of weeks?
Well, you can expect for the CITESAM Technical Committee and the CITESAM Board to reconvene, and they will issue further reports then to their parent bodies, the JMEC and the IGAD Council of Ministers. And the message we are delivering to the parties when we convene them is that we are your mechanism. We are here to report also to you and to our parent bodies on how the implementation of the ceasefire is going. And if you're committed to implementing the ceasefire, we stand ready to support that. And we want to work with the parties to achieve our joint pursuit of peace.